MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Reports of an active shooter locked down the Holloman Air Force Base around 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, but the lockdown was lifted soon after. During the time of the lockdown, one person died and another was injured and transported to hospital for treatment. A spokesperson for the Holloman Air Force Base says the Shopette on base will be closed until further notice. A Democrat candidate for governor, Sam Bregman, said this week that the surge in oil and gas prices and the revenue generated to the New Mexico state government coffers due to the ongoing Iran conflict presents a rare opportunity to directly help New Mexican families. He is proposing a plan to send reimbursements of up to $500 per family member to New Mexican families earning less than $200,000 a year. For years, many legislators in the minority have said the state of New Mexico should implement a rebate program based on oil and gas revenues to residents of the state in much the same way the state of Alaska has been doing since 1976. In Alaska, since 1982, the average annual dividend has been about $1,229 per resident, or roughly $4,900 for a family of four. Currently, Alaska is the only U.S. state that pays residents directly from oil and gas revenues, but New Mexico would be the second. Bregman said his proposed one-time stipend would not come at the expense of essential services such as education, healthcare, and public safety. And despite recent legislation passing through the Roundhouse and signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to keep state law enforcement from working with federal agencies on immigration issues, New Mexico State Police worked with Homeland Security Investigations, the main investigative component of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to arrest Jesus Meza Lopez, who is not a U.S. citizen and was in possession of 45.7 pounds of meth, 100.6 grams of fentanyl, and a loaded Glock 30 handgun when stopped for speeding near Albuquerque. Meza Lopez is currently in the Cibola County Detention Center and faces federal charges of intention to distribute drugs and being in possession of a gun, and is facing deportation for a second time. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.